Roots and Shoots, gardening with Joe and Sabrina. 720 ABC Radio Perth and WA. You're with Joe and Sabrina. Roots and Shoots, 720 ABC Radio Perth and WA.
G'day, Sabby.
Hello, Joe.
Do you like Slim's new name?
I love Slim Jim's new name.
Mr. Pollinator.
Yeah, he, you know.
One-eyed Slim Jim, the pollinator.
He looks very fashionable with an eyeball popping out of his head.
He won't let me post the photo on Facebook.
Oh,
so sorry, it'll just...
Slim, how boring are you?
Oh, boy. Now, Sabrina Hahn here, of course, to answer your questions. And, Sabby, the lovely Elizabeth keeps saying, can I send a photo through? Yes, Elizabeth.
Yes, you can.
You can, and I think we've already received it.
Yeah.
So... Sabby, can you help Elizabeth? But Elizabeth has got an issue with her purple flowering plum. Mm. Something is attacking it. What's
Certainly
going
is.
On?
That'll be a pear and cherry slug, which also goes to plums, not just pears and cherries. And there's quite a bit of them about at present. So you can put tomato dusting powder on the backs of the leaves. You can use just straight powdered sulfur. You can use the soot from your fire. Most people are
not at this time of year.
Not this time of year. You can also use talcum powder, and it glugs up their foot, the slug's foot.
That probably sounds like a fairly friendly way to do it.
Yeah. Rather than spraying poisons.
Elizabeth, I hope you're still listening because sadly one of them actually died because it lost so many leaves. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, defoliation is never a good thing
No.
when you're a plant. Even less a good thing if you're a young leaf.
Oh, words of wisdom. Mm. Words of wisdom from Sabrina Hahn, 1300 222 720. Good afternoon, Maureen. What's happening in your garden?
Hello, Sabrina and Joe. On Sunday, Landline,
yeah.
it was reported that gazanias are now a recognised weed,
yes.
spreading into farmlands, grasslands,
yes.
etc. Are they classified a weed here in Perth?
They are not a classified weed in WA as yet, but I've just written an article on that.
Should
actually.
They be?
They most definitely should be, because in the wheat belt, if you go through Wongan Hills, Morowa, Mulawa, you will see gazanias all through that area, and they
Whoa.
Are a nightmare to get rid of. And
yes.
when they're in pasture, the farmers can't, that they're too resistant to herbicides. So they, number one, the plant should not be sold in any nursery. Number two, the seeds should not be sold. But you can buy the seeds online, Maureen.
Yes, and I heard also some nurseries are still selling them.
Yes.
I live in a residential, a retirement village, and we have numerous sections of gazanias.
Yeah.
If I tell management,
yep.
what can we kill them with?
They have to dig them out, Maureen, because they're resistant to glyphosate.
Tell them Sabrina Hahn told them to pull them out.
You know what, Maureen? They will be a declared weed in Western Australia very soon, because they're in so much pasture land now in all the wheat belt growing areas.
Yeah, I realise that. Okay, well, thanks for that. We'll
okay.
see what we can do.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Just tell them Sabby said you have to pull them out, Maureen. Good luck with that, fighting that fight. Now, Sabby, David in Morley says, Joe and Sabby, can we just skip summer and go to winter? He hates the heat. I actually love the beach, so I'm quite happy with a bit of heat.
We've only had like one day.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, David.
No, David, you're too soft. You've got to get over that, because we haven't even entered summer. So those glorious 42-degree days with an easterly that comes through and actually doesn't stop coming through, we have all that to look forward to.
And all the plants have just curled up.
Yeah.
And are desperately sick.
Umbrellas. Yeah. I recommend all gardeners to go out and to buy outdoor umbrellas and put it – you just have – rows of umbrellas over your garden during the summer. It works a treat.
Sun cream too. I learnt that from you. I could not believe it when you told me about that.
Get sunscreen on.
Now, Michael says, ask the gardener, Sabrina, what her favourite bee pollinator song is. And he's got lots of cheeky little laugh emojis. Is that a trick question? I'll let you ponder that,
Sabby. Yeah,
shall... Sam, I'm going to come to your call in just a tick. The number you need, 1-300-222-720. We've got a gazillion texts, but please give us a call. It's much easier for Sabby to follow up with questions, and we love to hear your lovely voices. Over to you, Sam. You've got a loquat tree?
Yes, thank you. Thanks, ladies. I've got a loquat tree thanks to a bird dropping a seed, and it's grown now to about 2.5 metres.
Yeah.
I was just wondering when is the best time it's fruited, the fruit's all gone.
Yeah.
When's the best time to give it a good haircut? Because it's getting too tall to pick those locusts.
Yeah. So now, the thing is, most trees you would never prune now, but the old locust, tough as old boots. And because it sets its fruit during the winter, you need to prune it sort of, what are we in, November? I would prune it today. No, joking.
Yep.
Prune it the next week. So over the next week, right, before it gets too hot. But the bark on locusts does not burn. So so it's safe for you. It won't get sunburnt, is what I'm saying. So prune it this week, or you prune it right at the end of summer, so the end of March. So you prune it now, or you have to wait until the end of March.
Happy pruning, happy pruning. I mean, I take you so literally at your word that I would have been running out there, as maybe Sam would.
Right now.
He's out there. G'day, Billy, what's going on?
Oh, ladies, fantastic. The pollinator, he's such an amazing gentleman, isn't he?
Amazing. Yep, that's one descriptive word we'd use for the old pollinator out there.
with my country music connections, apparently Travis and Taylor have been seeding and planting a little garden, and apparently they follow Roots and Shoots. You're a big hit. Anyway,
awesome's that?
It is. It is. Well,
we'll have to play some of their music then on Roots.
That is not happening. We're not playing Taylor Swift. Sorry.
I don't think they've done a duet yet, Amber.
No.
Amber loves Taylor Swift.
I love Amber, but I do not love that.
We had an opera singing a Taylor Swift song, and Amber was all overcome.
Oh, and how are you two going anyway?
We're good, Billy. We're good, but we've got a million questions. Okay. Have you got a question, matey?
Yes, sorry. Just everybody out there, please buy a fruit tree this year, as you girls have spoken about, fruit for friends. Please buy a fruit tree, decorate it as a Christmas tree, and let's
share the produce.
Fruit Western Australia.
Good on you, matey.
I love it.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Billy. Good message. 1-300-222-720. Steve, I think, is in Del Wallinu. G'day, Steve.
How's it going?
Good, Steve.
What's the best plants to grow in pots during summer?
Certainly natives are good ones. I would not put in eucalypts because if they dry out for 2 days in a row, it's good night, Suzanne. So things like grevilleas, melaleucas. Are you after trees or shrubs, Steve?
Shrubs.
Shrubs? Okay. All the grevilleas, the melaleucas, adenanthus. There's some beautiful little adenanthus, wistringia. So all those native tough plants are really, really good to go in pots.
Righto then. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, right. Bye.
See you, Steve. Happy planting. Anne's in Padbury, Sabby. Anne, what's your question? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sabrina, I haven't bought any mulch this summer because I want to do my bit in not helping the borer to move around.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, is there any alternative to mulch that would do the same?
Yeah. There is? There is what we call green mulch, which is a very tight spreading ground cover. So that works exactly the same as mulch, except it's alive mulch, or you can use pea straw, pea hay, lupin or lucerne. So all
pea
those,
hay.
Yeah, pea hay.
Uh-huh. Or lupin.
Lupin, yeah. Lucerne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all really good alternatives.
And lovely that you mentioned that, Anne, because Marcia sent a text saying she wants to mulch her small garden and she's got natives, non-natives, what should she be using?
Yep.
And thank you for your kind words, Marcia. So, there you go.
Same with the natives. You can use all of those straw and hay-based mulches. They work really well. That's the only thing I use in my garden. I don't use wood-based mulch. It's not just the borer. It's things like Phytophthora. So, yep.
Hay and lupin.
And lucerne.
And lucerne.
And pea.
Fantastic. Let's move on. Kobe wants to move a lime tree. G'day, Kobe.
Hello, how you doing?
Very well, Kobe.
Yeah, I've got a bit the ball, and we're going to put in a pool for the kids. But I was given a lime tree for my wedding, and it's probably about 10 years old now, and it's fruiting, it's big, it's beautiful. I want to try and save it or move it. What's the best way for me to go about that?
Okay, so lime trees transplant very, very well. You may not get fruit for the first year or two. You need to prune it back, but no more than a third. You need to have the hole prepped. So have the hole already dug. You'll put in compost, cow poo in the bottom of the planting hole, a little bit of clay. So make it a nice rich hole. Then you get your recip saw and you cut a circle around the base of the lime tree. You'll probably need to come out 30, 40 centimetres from the trunk of the tree.
And even though it's already warm, like should depending on Kobe, where are you? Because it's quite warm the next week. Should he maybe wait or?
Yeah, the door's not going in until January, so I was thinking about maybe doing, like, it'd be too hot then, so would it be best to wait for a week of cold weather or cooler weather and then do it?
I would do it now, Kobe. The thing with lime trees is, don't forget, they're a tropical hot climate tree. I would do it now before it gets any hotter, because it's only going to be between, I don't know, 25 and 32, which is not too bad. You will have to water it every day after you've transplanted it, but they do transplant really well, Kobe.
Susan says, I'm getting confused. Ignore me.
Okay, right. Susan said something.
I'll come back to that in a minute. Was that the end of your advice to Kobe?
That's it. Yep. That was it.
Oh, good luck, Kobe. I thought Susan was saying, tell Kobe we've just moved one and it's brilliant, but she's saying tell the fruit guy, and she means Billy.
Yeah.
We've recently potted a heaven lemon tree and it is absolutely perfect. There you go. 1-300-222-720. If you'd like to ask Sabby a question, get your calls in. Now let's head to Willerton and have a chat to Helen. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Hello,
I am hoping for some advice on how to scare crows.
A gun.
So,
Works.
Wouldn't that be lovely? I don't know whether it would work very well in Willerton. My neighbours might not like it.
Yeah, they might get a little bit worried. Now, what's so happening
the crows,
with... They've moved in, haven't they?
They've moved in.
Yep.
They pull out any seedling I put in and... I've got very cross with them just recently because I have grevilleas that have just started flowering, low shrub grevilleas, and they're pulling off the flowers just as they're starting to look pretty.
So what's happened is because we had such a massive death rate among the magpies, so they're quite a large bird, and the crows have now, well, the ravens actually, have moved in and are now filling that space. So all the ravens are becoming a major problem, and they're breeding up really well. I don't know of anything apart from a ging, a high-powered water pistol.
Okay.
You can get kids got great toys these days.
Oh, what about the ones that you go and then shoot?
And they go a long way.
Yeah.
So if you do that continually, then Helen, they'll just bugger off to someone else's place.
Good.
Yeah. So, and now don't forget, ravens are protected, so don't use a ging. You'll be in trouble.
Okay. Okay.
Just a bit of water. Just a little bit of water.
But those water pistols work really well, and I used those on my rainbow lorikeets and got rid of them.
Oh, well, let's not get into rainbow lorikeets. That's for another day. Good luck with that, Helen. Dwayne in Bunbury wants to do something that I think you are going to be very excited by. G'day, Dwayne.
Dwayne, are you going to come and spread 180 bags of sheep poo on my garden? That'd be great.
Been there, done that before.
Well, I'm not so excited now.
My lawn's died for various reasons, and I want to plant native ground cover and kangaroo paws.
Yep.
It's yellow sand, dead black sand on top.
Yep.
On a drip system.
Yep.
What's the best way to, and it's probably too late in the season to start, not the best time of the season to start, but what's the best way I can get good results?
I would do a bit of soil improvement first. You're going to need clay and compost. Even though you're putting in native plants, you still need clay and compost. And in actual fact, I don't think it is too late. So now with some of the kangaroo paws, they're not all the same. Some of them are not very hardy and won't survive out on the front verge. On my front verge, which is deemed as the killing fields where I trial to see how tough stuff is, there's a kangaroo paw called Amber Velvet, as in the lovely amber. God, it's tough. It has orange flowers. It's a mid-size grower, gets to about a metre. It's beautiful, but it's so hardy. So I would get Amber Velvet, Yellow Gem, or Big Red. They're the toughest out of all the kangaroo paws. And then ground covers, have a look, and for other little shrubs, have a look at the Eremophilas. I think there's 280 Eremophilas in Australia, but you won't need all of them. So I would put in things like Eremophilas, all the different little Adenanthus, and get the tougher kangaroo paws, and it look beautiful, but it's not too late to plant.
Oh, happy planting, happy planting. It is 14 to 3 on 720 ABC Perth and WA. Just back to the ravens.
Mm.
Brendan reckons if you point a laser at them, they don't like it, like a light laser.
Oh, okay.
And that wouldn't harm them, I wouldn't imagine.
Think so. No.
So thanks for that, Brendan. Yeah. Very helpful. And Scott, Sabby was absolutely joking. Scott is upset, but no.
No. That's why joking. I said don't use a ging because, well, ravens have a part of our bird life. So I don't want to harm them. I just don't want them eating the babies when I've got the little brown honey eater.
And also the chitty chitty babies.
And they will. I mean, they're a native bird, so we can't harm them and they have a role to play. So I was joking. I don't ging them. But I know that the water pistol worked well, particularly when they're around the chitty chitty bird's nest.
Warn them off. Oh, yeah. We've got a little nest out the front of my sister's house and the mum is so divine. And we, of course, are keeping clear of it so that she's very happy. But you take a step just to try and get in the front door and she's like,
oh. Yeah. On the defence.
That's it. Neil has got a bamboo palm. G'day, Neil.
Hi.
Hello, Neil.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a bamboo palm that I inherited at the time I purchased my Billy unit 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's in a pot which is partly buried in the ground.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of taking it out of the pot and planting it in my front garden. Is it a very expensive, aggressive, expensive kind of plant?
No, not at all, Neil. It'll look lovely in the ground.
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. you plant it out, Neil.
Yeah. Good, thanks for your advice.
Okay, no worries.
Cheers.
Good luck with that, Neil. Now, Jono's in Boyup Brook, and he's got some issues. Tell us what's going on, Jono, and we'll try and find the photos. Hello, Jono.
Oh. Hello, ladies. How are we going?
Hello, Jono. You got a bit of a – it looks like a bacterial disease, actually, rather than a fungal.
Something going on there with the figs there.
Yeah, Yeah. So because the spots are sort of angular, now the angular spots on the leaves, do they end up being a hole? Does it?
No. And it's still the same.
Okay. And you can't scrape them off. They're actually inside the leaf and the fruit?
Haven't tried.
Okay. Interesting that it's on the fruit. I would be spraying that with copper oxychloride if I were you. Because it looks more like a bacterial spot than a fungal spot. I haven't seen that before on a fig, which is quite interesting.
Johnny is stumped, Sabby. Mm. This never happens.
What I am going to do though, is I'm going to take a picture of the picture. And I'm going to do research on that because I've never seen that on a fig before, and we want to make sure that it's not a...
some kind of invasive species.
Well, yeah, a new disease more than anything, which we don't want.
You got any idea what's happening to that apricot tree with all those holes in the leaves?
Oh, are we still with John Owen Boy? Oh, yeah. Is this a difference?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
No. I've
just seen the fig one.
Oh, no, we can't find your other photo, Jono. This is true. Oh, here we go. Is this apricot tree? No.
No, that's definitely
I don't think
not.
We've got the apricot tree. We just had...
And what's it got? Holes in it?
Yeah, all the leaves have holes. Some of them are sort of like pinhead size, but some of them are a bit bigger. But every leaf has got at least 10 holes in it.
Well, look, we've just got your fig tree. Oh, no, I don't think that's a disease looking at your fig, but I'm going to do a bit of research on that. Do you know what it looks like? It looks like slugs have got stuck into it.
Okay. That would make sense.
And anyway, I'm taking lots of pictures of all the pictures you've sent us. And I'll see if we can...
Now, this is the apricot leaf.
Okay,
so what's
happening
here?
Apricot leaf. Okay, so that looks like a bacterial spot. And it... Oh, no, you've got chewing. No, that's just the little tiny caterpillars. Now, they are really narrow and very, very small, and they are exactly the same colour as a leaf, so you won't see them.
Jono, what is going on there? Can you hear that?
Yeah. Just breeding everything, you know, wild and wonderful.
Jono, you are. Okay, so use the bacteria spray, okay? There's a bacteria spray specifically for caterpillars. You need to get it on the backs of the leaves. They're so small you won't even see them, but use that spray, the bacteria spray for caterpillars.
Okay, there we go. We've got so many bits of advice for people about crows. Mm. So Marion in the Central Wheat Belt has had terrible difficulties with ravens eating her fly wire.
Ah.
She actually she found a roadkill and hung it in the garden, but she's also bought fake crows, which is possibly what other people could do and position them. Both work magnificently. And Graham in Carnup reckons you just get a pair of thongs, the foot thongs,
yeah,
not the other thongs, and slap them together, and then that will move them on.
Ah, because it does make a crack noise.
Yeah. Because Kath's saying actually with the lasers, it might damage their eyes. So you go. Let's squeeze in one more call.
Get your thongs out, people.
Kerry's in Coogee. G'day, Kerry.
Hi there. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Kerry.
Some plant has come up in my veggie patch and I want to know if it's a plant or a weed. Maybe the doves have delivered it. Any idea?
Yeah, that's a salvia. They're beautiful. Keep it. I love it. The little honey eaters absolutely adore them.
Okay, I'll hang on to them then.
Yep.
Thank you.
And the flower's beautiful, Kerry. Oh, you lucky thing.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Maybe the pollinator's been at work
in
Kerry's garden.
Whoa.
Oh, goodness.
Boy.
There we go, Sabrina Hahn. Thank you very much for answering all those questions. Poor Jason says, I feel sorry for Jono having a disease on his figs. And thanks for everybody who helped out with the crow raven issue. Sabrina, you are such a breath of fresh air, so bubbly, giggly and full of love. It's an absolute pleasure listening to you on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings. The moment I hear you laugh, it snaps me out of being a grumpy bum. It's like a blast of warm flower power energy and warm sunshine. I think many of us feel the same way. So thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure, Joe. And thank you for your kind words.
Thank you to that lovely person. It